Combating climate change is no longer an option but a necessity here in Korea. Temperatures steadily creep up, and meteorologists say by 2070, summer could stretch half a year. Lee Yun-shin looks into the inevitable consequences ahead as the mercury spikes and what can be done to prevent extreme changes.
Coffea arabica is one of the world's most loved coffee beans, accounting for over 60% of the global coffee production. The evergreen shrub is naturally found throughout warmer regions in Africa, Latin America, and Southeast Asia. But this farm, blanketed with thousands of arabica trees, is in South Korea. Korea started to grow coffee trees not too long ago. As the plant can tolerate low temperatures but not frost, it would have been nearly impossible to grow these in the past, as winters were harsher.
The ideal temperature for Arabica ranges from 15 to 25 degrees Celsius. 40 or 50 years ago, we would have had to have many small greenhouses instead of large-scale vinyl greenhouses like this one with heaters everywhere in the farm to keep it warm. Nowadays, the underground heating system is enough to keep the temperature right, so it saves costs.
Shorter, warmer winters have brought about other shifts in the local agriculture industry. Jeju Island used to be home of subtropical Jeju tangerines, producing over 99% of the fruit. But they have been harvested on the mainland for about a decade now. Other regional specialties such as Cheongdo peaches and Daegu apples have lost their meaning as the planting boundaries have moved northward over the years.
Due to global warming, the nation is turning into a subtropical location, with average temperatures rising, tropical nights lasting longer, and precipitation patterns shifting. We can find a way to take advantage of the climate change in agriculture and fishery industries, but global warming also brings meteorological disasters and abnormal conditions that lead to all kinds of damage.
Over the past century, average yearly temperatures have increased by nearly 2 degrees Celsius. And these higher temperatures have brought about visible effects, with the number of people admitted to hospital with symptoms caused by heat waves in July doubling over the past 5 years.
I'm sweating the moment I step outside. I didn't have to use AC as often in the past, but now I blast it all day. I'm worried it will even get hotter.
About 20 years ago, I don't recall feeling suffocated by the heat or tropical nights keeping me up.
A day with an average temperature of 20 degrees Celsius or higher. That's how some experts define a summer day. About 100 years ago, here in Seoul, summer lasted a little over 90 days. But in recent years, the hot season has dragged on for more than 130 days.
The longer summers are caused by many factors, but they're mostly centered around rising global greenhouse gas emissions. If the gas emissions continue to follow the current trend, it will lead to the global carbon dioxide readings doubling by the year 2100. By then, it's expected that Korea will have 40 more days of summer than now.
As one of the 200-odd nations that have agreed to the Paris Climate Accord, Korea aims to combat global warming by curbing greenhouse gas emissions by 37% by 2030. But that alone won't alleviate extreme weather change.
Carbon dioxide spreads easily, meaning one country's CO2 emissions will affect other nations. So in order to see some results in combating climate change, it would require all nations' participation. Korea is taking an active part by pursuing its reduction goals, but other than appeasement, local adaptation policies for extreme changes should be followed.
As the changes we see today are the outcome of decades of global industrialization, for the time being, researchers say Korea can expect even more dire shifts of climate ahead. So, while efforts to eliminate the root cause are a must, just as important is securing infrastructure to help cope with the immediate changes that affect the day-to-day lives of residents. Lee Yun-shin, Arirang News.